Well, I got a good feel-good story for you. Almost every city and town and village in Ireland is now part of an organised network of selfless people who will deliver food and medication and that kind of thing to their elderly or isolated neighbours. And the driving force behind this effort is former BBC executive and director of Ireland's state TV network, RTE, Helen O'Rahilly. Hello, Helen. How does this work? It's a great idea, by the way.
It's a nationwide volunteer effort. People can go to localsupport.ie and they'll see a map of Ireland. And also, it's, as you'll see from the map, it's lapsed over into Great Britain as well.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And there are now 6,928 volunteers dotted throughout Ireland, every town, every village, every city. And they are ready to take either interactive messages for requests that you can make on the site, or you can volunteer on the site, and then we have a team ready to match you to the nearest volunteer. And what those volunteers do is deliver very safely the safety protocols on that site, so with disposable gloves, keeping distance and so forth, delivering only to doorsteps or gates. They'll deliver your medications and they'll deliver groceries to people who are isolated, vulnerable and elderly. And of course in Ireland, in the more rural parts, there are very isolated communities. Mm-hmm. Not so much in Dublin, but there could be somebody with a baby stuck at home who needs baby milk. Dublin is saturated, Cork is saturated with volunteers, Galway. But even now, it's only a week into this, we practically have every corner of Ireland and Northern Ireland covered.
That is absolutely fantastic.
Now, we've just launched as well, if there's anybody abroad who's worried about relatives who are not on social media, who don't have access to Twitter, we've launched an SMS text message service. So from abroad, it would be 00353 8736 8233, and that text translates into an email that comes into myself and five other volunteers who are on shift now, and we have from 7 in the morning covered till midnight. And as soon as your request pops up, we will pair you with the nearest person who has volunteered. And so this is all voluntary. We have, you know, there's no funding for this. This is a pure from the heart, from the three core members, myself, Jonathan and Dave, have created this. And I want to give credit to a woman in Ireland called Samantha Kelly, whose initial tweet led to me creating the self-isolation help hashtag, which has, again, gone, as I call it, the happy virus in
Good.
Ireland.
Yeah.
And it's really, really spread. So people put self-isolation help with the name of their town or village or city or suburb after it. And that was the way we were originally pairing up people in the early days. Now we have this fabulous map at localsupport.ie, and it's fabulous. Even if you don't want to use the service, have a look at it. It's just amazing when you see all the offers. You can click on each one in each tiny village and see what they're offering.
I think it's great at this time that people are coming together, and just that great Irish community spirit is really alive and well, which is great. Is that phone number on the website as well, Helen?
It is, yes. And there's somebody now matching up any requests that come in via that phone number with their local volunteer.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. So that website is localsupport.ie.
That's correct.
Helen O'Rahilly, thank you very much. On the line there from Dublin.
All right. Stay safe now.
From Germany's international broadcaster, DW, this is Inside Europe.